From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abilee reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in a southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the aircraft, a Boeing 737 operated by budget carrier Fly Dubai, crashed Saturday morning, and most of those on board were Russian. The ministry's investigative committee said human error, bad weather, or technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The committee said both of the plane's flight recorders had been recovered undamaged. Russian President Vladimir Putin said providing assistance to the victim's family is a priority. The Dubai Media Office says the victims include 44 Russians, 8 Ukrainians, 2 Indians, and 1 person from Uzbekistan. Turkish media say a suicide bomb blast in Istanbul has killed 4 people and wounded 20 others, including 3 in serious condition. Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital Ankara and ahead of Kurdish spring celebrations on Monday. The Israeli military says its forces have shot and killed a Palestinian who attempted to attack Israeli soldiers on the occupied West Bank. The military says the assailant attacked the soldiers with a knife at Gush Etzion Junction, the location of several recent attacks on the Israeli military by Palestinians. The incident is the latest in a wave of violence since October that has killed at least 188 Palestinians and 28 Israelis. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba on Sunday for a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. White House correspondent Mary Elise Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The top suspect in the terror attacks in Paris last year was discharged from a hospital in Brussels Saturday and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called the capture of Saleh Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. Cazeneuve said France would continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level maintains extremely high, adding that France must maintain the vigilance in proportion to the threat level. Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were injured when they were captured by police Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The international police agency Interpol urged European countries to be extra vigilant at their borders. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, Justice Gilmar Mendes said Lula's cabinet post would amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution in criminal court and can only be tried before the Supreme Court. The controversial appointment by the current president, Dilma Rousseff, would have halted a criminal investigation of Lula in a wide-ranging probe into corruption and money laundering charges. Lula has denied any wrongdoing. From Washington, I'm Ji Abilee.
That's the latest world news from VOA.